Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are continuing a conversation about ways we see the gospel displayed in our everyday life with our children. Today, we're going to be talking about whispers. Now, I don't know about your family dynamic, but in our family with 8 children, there are always interactions, just even with the siblings, where certain siblings are talking to one another and leaving another child out. And so in our family, we have one of our core values as a family is we do not exclude. So whispering is not at all allowed in our family, like in terms of keeping secrets or talking about another person. And oftentimes when we have experienced, even for ourselves, someone excluding us or leaving us out, whether it's in the whispers when you were young and you sat at your own middle school lunch table or your own high school experience, or it's been in like your current life and you have felt maybe that you have been pushed out of friendships and it's painful. What I want to share with you today is there is a friendship that will never exclude you. That as you have been welcomed in as a daughter of the King, fully redeemed and saved and called by name, that not only are you never going to be excluded, but there is a beauty that the Lord offers to you. And it's part of the gospel story. We can find this in Psalm 25, verse 14. It says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He makes known to them His covenant." And in other translations, you will read where it says the friendship of the Lord, you will read His secret counsel or His secrets. You see, God shares His secrets with His close friends, with those who walk with Him, who are His sons and His daughters. And His heartbeat to you is to draw you in, that through His Spirit that He has planted inside of you, He may be showing you more and more how much He loves you, what He has designed for you, how He has made you, the uniqueness of you, and how His plans for you to impact the world that you live in, your community, your family, the dynamics that are around you. God has secret plans that are for you that will bring Him glory that He is excited and wants to share with you. But friendship requires being with, doesn't it? It requires pressing in. It calls for us to be committed to something. And it also, often your closest friends are the ones that over time you have waited and grown to know them. It is not a one and done with a true friend, is it? It is time tested. And so God is calling to you and me to experience the beauty of His gospel, the beauty of friendship with Him that He has extended to you. But that part of friendship means that we must come and sit with Him. We must listen to what He has to say. We must seek out His word and know His way. We need to choose Him. And for me, honestly, that's hard. Like my personality, I just want to know. I just want to be in it. I just want to have instant action and get stuff going. And God, more often than not, has said, "Bethany, I want you to tune yourself to me. To obey me when you don't even see a benefit. To choose my way, even when that feels like it hurts you. if it doesn't make sense, but instead, Bethany, I'm calling you, come to me, seek me out, know that I am at work in you, and I want you to know me. In fact, Jesus echoes Psalms 25:14 and John 15:15. And so we're going to close with this. It says, I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. Understand this. God is not looking for servants. He is not looking to order beings around. But instead, this is the heart that Jesus said. He said, but I have called you my friends because I have revealed to you everything I have heard from my Father. You and I are offered friendship by Jesus. The gospel has opened the door wide to intimate relationship with the God of this universe because you have been made righteous and clean and set apart because of Jesus Christ's work on the cross and his resurrection. And he has given to you and to me the Spirit to live within us, to speak with us every day, to keep our hearts tuned in. And so our response needs to be, God, I want to know your secrets. I want to hear your whispers. I want intimacy with you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? As if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as he changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as he changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand his gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.